Good evening, everyone. Happy Easter. How beautiful is that? Mine is not going to be as good as his, but we'll do our best, okay? So today in the gospel, we see Mary Magdalene going to the tomb and realizing that Jesus was not there. She runs back to where the apostles were staying to tell them the news, right? St. Peter and St. John don't even believe her, so they run to the tomb and find it empty. They see the linen there, but Jesus is nowhere to be found, and now they believe he has risen. So they go back and tell the others, guys, Jesus has resurrected. I mean, he already told us he was going to do it. He's been talking about this for a while, right? I will die and rise on the third day. But he actually did it. Guys, he actually rose from the dead. He meant what he said. They came to believe. Except one. Thomas still denied. Thomas still doubted. If I don't touch his hands and I don't touch his sides, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to believe what you're telling me. Then Jesus appears to him. Is this what you want, Thomas? You want to touch my sides? You want to touch the wounds on my head? Come and touch. And Thomas gets on his knees and he says, my Lord and my God. He now believes as well. And Jesus says, you believe because you have seen. Blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Do you believe in the resurrection, my brothers and sisters? Do you believe in the truth of the gospel? Or do you also need to touch his sides? Because if Jesus is who he says he is, and if he did what the gospel say he did, our lives should be different. Our lives should be completely different. Let's look at the apostles. Jesus had 12. You ever wondered what happened to them? Like, we know Judas hung himself, and then he was replaced by Matthias. But what happened to the 12? Here is what happened to the 12 after they came to believe. St. James the Greater was stabbed with a sword. St. James the Lesser and St. Matthew were stoned to death. St. Thomas was stabbed with a spear in India. St. Jude was filled with arrows. St. Paul was beheaded in Rome. St. Philip, St. Andrew, and St. Simon were all crucified. St. Peter was about to be crucified and said, no, I'm not even worthy to be crucified like my Lord. Please crucify me upside down. St. Bartholomew was flayed alive. His skin was peeled off like a potato. This is what happens when we believe in the resurrected Lord. St. John, the beloved disciple, was the only apostle that died of natural causes. And they tried to kill him. They tried to poison him, but it didn't work. The Lord spared him. So they exiled him to an island. They exiled him to Patmos, where he wrote the book of Revelations. When we come to believe in the resurrected Christ, our life should change. Everything in the lives of the apostles changed. They were no longer the same. The apostles went from hiding from the authorities to proclaiming the good news to the whole world, because they believed Jesus is who he said he was and did what the gospels claim he did. The truth, my brothers and sisters, what is it? And do you want to know it? I was listening to a talk by Francis Chan, and he asked this question. And I want to ask you guys the same question. And I don't want you to answer right away. I don't want you to nod your head in agreement. I want you to just take a couple of seconds. I'm going to give you a couple of seconds after it. And really think about this question. This is the question. Would you want to know the truth about God, even if it's completely different from what you currently believe? You see, most of us grow up Catholic. We have an idea of what it means to be Catholic, to live a Christian life. We're comfortable in what we believe. Would you want to know the truth about God if it's different from what you think you know right now? What if what you believed is not true? What if you are mistaken? What if it's not true that we'll all go to heaven if we're just good people? If we're just nice to our neighbor? What if it's not true that I can just pray at home and I don't need to go to Mass every Sunday? I'll go on Easter and Christmas. I mean, we are Chaldean. That's part of our tradition. What if it's not true? What if when we go to a funeral and we say they're in a better place? What if that's not true? Do you want to know that truth? How bad do you want to know that truth? See, some people say, I refuse to believe that God wants me to go to a man to confess my sins. I refuse to believe that I need to get married in the church in order for my marriage to be valid. I refuse to believe that God wants me to control myself and save myself for marriage. I refuse to believe that God has a plan for my life and wants me to serve Him, but instead I'm just going to do what I want to do. I refuse to believe that God cares about what I wear. I refuse to believe that God cares about what business I'm in. I refuse to believe that God cares about what language I use. I refuse to believe that an all-loving God will send somebody to hell or let them choose hell. You refuse? What if it's true? What if that is the truth of the gospel? Francis Chan says that most people's beliefs are based on desire rather than truth. I desire for something to be true, therefore I believe it in order that I don't need to change my ways. What is the truth? This is the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We all heard that Jesus died for our sins. Why did he have to die? We've all heard that he had to redeem us. Redeem us from what? Redeem us to who? This is the good news, my brothers and sisters. This is the kerygma. This is why Jesus did what he had to do. And in order to understand the cross, we need to go all the way back to Genesis, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where God created the world, and it says that he created it good. There was no sin, no death, no suffering. Adam and Eve enjoyed the presence of God. Then they sinned. They rejected God. The devil said, you should eat from the tree of good and evil so that you can be like God. And they fell for that lie. And because of that sin, we were kicked out of the garden. And we no longer had communion with God. That's what sin does in our lives, my brothers and sisters. It separates us from the love of God. We said, we know better than you, God. You told us not to eat from the one tree. I mean, you gave us a whole garden. Just this one tree. And we said, no, we're okay. We know better than you. I refuse to believe that you don't want me to eat from this one tree. I'm going to do what I want to do. We rebelled against God and we became orphans because we were no longer in union with our Father. But God did not want to leave us orphans. He loved us too much to leave us separated from Him. So He came up with a plan. The whole gospel message, the good news can be summarized in these 25 words. In one Bible verse, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. That's our hope. He sends his only begotten son to die on that cross for our sins. In 2 Corinthians, St. Paul writes, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we may become the righteousness of God. Him who had no sin. Jesus was perfect. He never sinned. How can he be called sin? How can he take on sin? This is why Jesus did it. So when God the Father looks upon that cross, he doesn't see Jesus. He sees all of us and our sins. And when he looks upon our life, he doesn't see our sins, but he sees Jesus and that precious blood that washed away our sins. Jesus flipped it. That's why we say he died for us. That's why we needed redemption. Jesus did this so we can have an opportunity to gain what was lost in the garden. You see, the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the Son of Man can become the Son of God. That all of us could be called sons and daughters of God Almighty. Jesus, in his divinity, took on our humanity so that in our humanity, one day we can participate in his divinity. That's the good news. That's the truth of the gospel. Do you believe in that truth? Do you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Do we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life? Because if we do, our life should be different. If we're out in the world doing the same thing everyone else is doing, if we're doing the same things in our schools, in our jobs, in our homes, How would anybody know you're a Christian? How can we claim that we were redeemed by the precious of Jesus if we look just like everyone else in the world? Do we believe in the resurrection power? We wouldn't let anything. If we believe this truth, we wouldn't let anything in this world remove us from the love of God ever again. No amount of money, no drugs, no man, no woman can give you the peace that Jesus Christ is offering you today. Don't let the distractions of this world keep you away from that truth. You know, I came to St. George about 8 months ago, and it was kind of interesting because after the new year, our masses were a little bit more full. So you can kind of assume that New Year's resolution, right? But you guys stuck it out. It was beautiful to see. And then during Lent, we got a little bit more packed. So packed that we changed our mass times. It's beautiful to see. And I'm so proud of everyone that did that and continues to come to Mass every single Sunday. But I want to encourage you to continue coming to Mass. Just because Lent is over doesn't mean that God doesn't want to continue to keep blessing you. Oh, Bonnet, just something I do for Lent. See, it's very tempting to not come to church on Sunday, especially during summer. When it's nice outside, when you can go places, don't let the world distract you. Don't let the pleasures of this world keep you away from the love of God and the plan that He has for your life, the plan that He has for your family. Nothing in this world is worth it. Nothing is worth it, guys. There is nothing out there that can satisfy you, that can give you peace like He can. What do you want out of this world? What are you seeking? The very first few words that Jesus speaks in the Gospel of John, He asks two of His disciples, what are you looking for? And I'm asking you guys the same question today. What are you looking for? If you want joy, if you want peace, if you want patience, if you want kindness, happiness, the question becomes what the risen Lord asked Mary Magdalene in the Gospel that I read today. Who are you looking for? We shouldn't just seek the things that He provides, but seek Him who provides them. It's not a question of what, but a question of who, because all those things can be found and only can be found in our Lord Jesus Christ. The world offers you comfort, and you will become a slave to it. Jesus offers you a cross, and you will find freedom in it. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Seek that freedom in the Lord. Seek the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that truth will set you free. Amen.